You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Archie MacDonald is here. Today he examines a Civil War outcome that is gaining traction as a holiday today.
When Judy Steele worked in economic development some years ago, I gigoloed my way along on a trip to Toronto just to enjoy a new city while she tried to convince some folks to locate their business in our town. Watching Toronto television on June 19th, I was surprised to see coverage of a large gathering of folks, mostly persons of African descent, midst a party in a park in that Canadian provincial capital. The television reporter asked several attendees about the cause of their celebration, and mostly learned from the young that it was a fun day. Some older folks knew that the day dealt with their freedom, but none came forth with any reason why. Say what? Obviously, both answers were correct, but as far as I know, Canada never hosted legal slavery in any form. Just as obviously, although Juneteenth originally designated the end of slavery only in Texas, freedom has an appeal broader than the borders of states or nations. Let's go back a bit. Americans fought a terrible war from April 1861 to April 1865 to determine if our Union would be preserved and then slaves freed. President Lincoln carefully emphasized only the preservation of the Union as the first and primary commitment of his administration. But in 1862, he widened the war by embracing the ending of slavery as its second great commitment. He did so by signing the Emancipation Proclamation on September 22nd, which said that the slaves of all who remained in rebellion after January 1, 1863, would be, quote, henceforth and forever free. That piece of paper freed no slaves immediately. It could not affect those behind Union lines because their owners were no longer in rebellion, or those behind Confederate lines because Confederate soldiers stood in the way. But the proclamation did fix the ending of slavery as an official goal of the war. June 19, 1865, or Juneteenth, remembers the day when General Gordon Granger and Union troops reached Galveston and proclaimed the war ended and all wartime proclamations in effect in Texas. For a time, not much changed, but the word spread, and so did the former slaves, and their special day of freedom took root in distant places, including now Shreveport and Toronto. There was a time, especially during the civil rights movement of the 1960s and 70s, when Juneteenth wasn't much observed. But Juneteenth is back now and spreading, and remembered as a day of freedom for all, black and white.
Commentator Archie MacDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University. His commentaries air each Friday at 7:35. You can download archive commentaries at redriverradio.org. Just click on the program guide at the top of the page. The programming you hear on Red River Radio is made possible in part by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com.